I spend the rest of the day in bed. Chucha brews me a tea of yerba buena leaves that makes the flutter in my chest and the cramps in my tummy go away. Later, Mundine stops in. The high school is closing too, he reports. Maybe tomorrow, if I feel better, we can drive around the compound. He keeps biting his nails as he talks. I know how he feels. Except instead of biting my nails or breaking out in hives like Lucinda, I seem to be forgetting words. I'll start to say something, and just like that, I'll go blank over a word. It doesn't even have to be an important or hard word, like amnesty or communism, but something easy like salt or butter or sky or star. That makes the forgetfulness even scarier. Maybe Charlie is right, and I am going crazy? Please, 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 I pray. The crucifix around my neck is in my mouth so often the features on the little Christ face are starting to wear off. As soon as Poppy gets home, he comes and sits on the edge of my bed. Unlike Mommy, he doesn't ask me a dozen questions. He smiles tenderly and strokes my hair. His eyes are the saddest in the world. One day, in a time not too far in the future, Poppy begins as if he's telling me a bedtime story. You're going to look back on all this and think, I really was a strong and brave girl. I shake my head. I'm not so strong or brave, I want to say. Oh, yes, you are. I know you are, he insists, reading my thoughts. He tips my face up by the chin so I'm looking straight at him. I feel as if he's hypnotizing me. I want my children to be free, no matter what. Promise me you'll spread your wings and fly. What on earth are you talking about, Poppy? I want to ask him. It's spooky to hear Poppy sounding like Chucha, but I can't seem